I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest today is Dr. Susan Kolb, who graduated from Johns Hopkins University and received her medical degree from Washington University School of Medicine. She completed her postgraduate education in plastic surgery and general surgery at Wilfred Hall Medical Center. Specializing in plastic and reconstructive surgery, Dr. Kolb has been certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery since 1985, and she is a founding diplomat of the American Board of Holistic Medicine. She is a member of the American Society of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgeons, American Holistic Medical Association, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons. Dr. Kolb has been in private practice in the Atlanta area since 1988 and is also the founder of Plastico Surgery Center. Plastico was established in 1995 as a holistic surgery center incorporating many disciplines of alternative medicine and spiritual healing. Dr. Kolb hosts a weekly radio program, Temple of Health, every Saturday from 12 to 1 p.m. on www.bbsradio.com, which offers a variety of informative topics on holistic and spiritual medicine, as well as health and fitness. Dr. Kolb, a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, is the founder of Millennium Healthcare and Avatar Cancer Center. She is a recognized authority in energy healing and spiritual medicine, as well as one of Atlanta's leading plastic surgeons. Dr. Kolb incorporates holistic, spiritual, traditional Chinese medicine and the teachings of ancient healers into her modern surgery practice. Dr. Kolb's books include The Naked Truth About Breast Implants, From Harm to Healing, and Goddess Shift, Women Leading for a Change, with Stephanie Marin. More information is available at www.plasticos.com. Mm-hmm. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Susan, and I look forward to talking with you again and learning about fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, first, can you tell us what is fibromyalgia and what is chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, thank you, Carl, for having me on the show. Fibromyalgia is actually a clinical diagnosis, and the diagnosis is made by the presence of a certain number of tender points in certain areas. It is widely said in traditional medicine that we don't know the cause of fibromyalgia, but I would beg to differ with that, because mm-hmm. I think we do know the cause of fibromyalgia, and I think we do also know the treatment. We can talk more about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Chronic fatigue is a little bit more broad, kind of a wastebasket term of things that cause fatigue chronically. So this is a broader range of illnesses. Mm-hmm. Anything where the doctor can't figure out why you have fatigue and you have it for a long period of time is eventually called chronic fatigue syndrome. But in general, many of the chronic fatigue syndromes, which are actually very different than fibromyalgia, there's some overlap, but it's a different disease. Many of these diseases tend to be, in the end, when you finally find a doctor that really knows what they're doing, intracellular infections and other types of infections that lower your immunity, that you might have a number of different things going on. You could have mold and yeast overgrowth, you can have overgrowth of viruses and overgrowth of bacteria as well as intracellular bacteria. But many of the chronic fatigue illnesses are actually caused by intracellular bacteria, some of which are biological warfare agents, and therefore research into them has been heavily suppressed. Mm-hmm. And even doctors that specialize, not MDs, but PhDs that specialize in this area of research, have been asked not to share their findings with medical doctors.
Mm. Mm. Then, Susan, what are the symptoms of each?
Well, in fibromyalgia, the symptom is tenderness, tender points, muscle aches, fatigue, mental clouding, trouble with sleep. They have endocrine disruption. A lot of times they have symptoms of low thyroid, low adrenals, messed up sex hormones. They drink and pee a lot because their ADH is also deficient. But all of these endocrine deficiencies stem from a hypothalamic area, which is in the head, rather than an organ. You know, they don't have a thyroid problem or adrenal problem. The problem actually is in the hypothalamus, which is in the head, that then feeds the pituitary and then feeds the organ through a feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little complicated answer, but basically many of them have immune deficiencies. Some have neurological problems. Some have endocrine problems. And they all have basically muscle aches, fatigue, mental clouding, and trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
The cause of fibromyalgia, in many cases, is chemical and or biotoxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Many people in the military, including men, were exposed to chemicals, and they developed fibromyalgia. And then many people who genetically can't get rid of the biotoxin that is molds produce. So if they get any mold growing in their sinuses or mold growing around their breast implants or in their breast implants if they're saline, or any mold in their house that produces biotoxins that they breathe in, they can get fibromyalgia very quickly once they're exposed to the biotoxin. And we have kind of a clinical laboratory where fibromyalgia is created in women with breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
Certain breast implants get mold easily inside the saline, and these women get fibromyalgia. And then if we do the surgery and take out the implant in the capsule and treat them with antifungals and do a biotoxin detox, they get better. In fact, they go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure in school you studied Cox postulates. Cox was a scientist who said that if certain things occurred, then if you could give somebody something and then give them the treatment for it and it went away, then you could pretty much prove that that was what was causing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then, Susan, how does traditional medicine view and treat each of these in comparison with the holistic integrative medical approach?
Well, traditional medicine doesn't know the cause of either disease. And they say that, you know, that's kind of what people parrot. We don't know the cause of fibromyalgia. We don't know the cause of chronic fatigue, which isn't true. But basically, what they are going to do for each of these is, especially fibromyalgia now, is give you a pill because they want to treat the symptoms. They're not going to treat the cause. They want to do something that's going to treat the symptoms so you feel better even if you don't get better.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're both associated with immune deficiencies, and especially in the T-cell immune deficiency, which if you have a T-cell immune deficiency, people think of AIDS as a T-cell immune deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
You can have an increased risk of candidiasis or yeast, mold-related problems. You know, you get fungus nails and you can get fungal rashes. It also increases your risk of cancer because cancer is more likely to occur in people with T-cell deficiencies, and you can see that in AIDS patients.
Mm-hmm.
They get these weird cancers, these weird Kaposi sarcomas and stuff like that, that they wouldn't get if they didn't have their T-cell deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you put yourself at risk for much more than just not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself at risk for leaving early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, chronic fatigue, they don't have a pill for chronic fatigue yet. I think they're going to try to develop one, but they don't have one yet that can treat the symptoms. That's probably because this is an intracellular infection.
Mm-hmm.
And the intracellular infection waxes and wanes. In other words, it's worse sometimes and better other times. Dr. Garth Nicholson, who I've interviewed on my radio show, Temple of Health, several times, found that rheumatoid arthritis, one half of the people with rheumatoid arthritis have an intracellular mycoplasma. And then he wrote a book called Project Daylily, where he outlines, anyway, the theoretical biological agent, mycoplasma fermentans. And I've actually found that to be in many of my patients who have chronic fatigue. They actually have a intracellular weaponized mycoplasma that we can grow out in the lab through a test called a PCR test, polymerase chain reaction test, which, by the way, this technology was invented by a Hopkins graduate who was married to Dr. Garth Nicholson. So Nancy, I think her name was Nancy Nicholson, went to Hopkins when I went to Hopkins, and she developed the PCR test that allowed us to diagnose these illnesses. So that's another bit of something coming out of Hopkins.
Right, right. And then the integrative physicians?
Well, the integrative physicians, there's two kinds of treatments for chronic fatigue illnesses. First, you try to make the diagnosis. See if they have an intracellular spirochete that might be a Lyme's or Lyme's related. See if they have an intracellular mycoplasma. And we do that PCR test I told you about for both the Western blot test and the PCR test for those. And we also can do viral panels. A lot of people have just a whole bunch of different viruses. HHV6 is one that can depress the immune system. And so you try to decide what is wrong, and then you try to treat it. Intracellular bacteria can be treated either using long-term antibiotic and antifungal therapy. Use the antifungal therapy to prevent yeast overgrowth, and that's like 6 months or more of antibiotics. Or you can do non-antibiotic-based treatments that are more naturally based. Dr. Overman has a number of them. He's a naturopath that developed Limex and Mycoplex and nuclear Mycoplex, where the mycoplasma is actually in the nucleus, and that's the more weaponized version, and something called Puracell to help clean the cells out. And then he also uses electromagnetic therapy like the zappers to kill the intracellular bacteria. And what's interesting is I actually had mycoplasma. I tested positive for it, and I used non-antibiotic treatment to clear myself of mycoplasma. So, you know, I developed kind of a fatigue illness that was really bad, and then I got over it. Dr. Overman actually helped me get over it. I was interviewing him on my radio show. And when he identified, you know, for me to treat myself, and it was very easy to do, and it was very successful.
Great. Then, Susan, is there anything else you would like to say about either fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome before we look at your services, products, and books?
Well, I will say that if you have not been able to find a traditional doctor that is open to the fact that there might be causes for these illness that can be discovered, you might want to go to www.holisticmedicine.org and find a holistic doctor. There's actually board certification in holistic and integrative medicine now. I was one of the founding diplomats back in 2000, along with Jacob Tietelbaum. Dr. Tietelbaum wrote from fatigue to fantastic. He actually had fibromyalgia when he was a medical student and got so sick he became homeless. So he is dedicated, and he has the fibromyalgia treatment centers that he has opened up across the country. So he's a wealth of information, as are his books. He has a number of books out on fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. So people like, in fact, I was the one that told Dr. Tietelbaum that the chemical toxicity from silicone breast implants that were leaking or ruptured, and then the biotoxicity that was in both the silicone and the saline implants was a big cause of these diseases, you know, and he and I sort of communicate at least once a year. I usually interview him on my radio show, Temple of Health, and he brings me up to speed on what he's learned, and I bring him up to speed on what I've learned. But because in my patient population, I treat with about 2,000 or more women with silicone and or saline breast implant problems. Since we can see that these diseases get created when the implant becomes, you know, either ruptured or leaks or gets mold or bacteria in it, then it becomes very clear that when we treat it with surgery, antifungals, and detoxification of the chemicals and the biotoxins, and the patients get better, it becomes very clear that we do understand how these women got sick and then how what they have to do to get better. So obviously a lot of people get fibromyalgia without getting breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that happens is that there's a lot of mold in the workplace or the home. And one of the things that you can do if you suspect that either your workplace or home or even your car has mold is to put a mold plate in it. And mm-hmm. you can grow mold on the mold plate. It can be identified as to whether it's pathogenic or not, because not all molds cause the same degree of illness.
Mm-hmm.
Some cause more problems because they've got a nastier biotoxin like aspergillus. You've probably heard of the black mold.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell people that they can go to www.discoveryuk.com under Monsters Inside Me, and they can watch an episode that we did in our clinic showing a black moldy implant with stuff floating in it that we removed from a patient. That
mm-hmm.
that is on Monsters Inside Me, and it's on the Internet. You can see it, and then it will probably play later on this year in the U.S., So, you know, many of these women have been to doctors, like 20 or 30 doctors, some up to 99 doctors is the
mm-hmm.
highest I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And all the doctors say, we don't know what's wrong with you. We know it's not your breast implants. And a lot of the women, especially the 99 ones, have told them that they've got an unknown disease and they're going to die from it because they don't know what it is. Every single patient who's come into our clinic has gotten out of wheelchairs. They've
mm-hmm.
gotten their weight back. They've gotten, I mean, they haven't
mm-hmm.
died.
Mm-hmm.
We take out their implants. It's often really problematic what they had in their chest wall. It's really problematic, and they get better very quickly. They get, like, one 20-year-old got out of her wheelchair in a week
mm-hmm.
after surgery and was playing cards and on her cell phone, whereas before she couldn't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
She was totally, could hardly speak to me before the
mm-hmm.
surgery. And they had sent her to die. They
mm-hmm.
said she had a combination of MS and lupus, and she had neither.
Mm-hmm.
She had neurological problems from the biotoxin,
mm-hmm.
and she had autoimmune problems from the silicone, but she did not have either lupus or MS.
Hmm. I'm glad you're there, Susan, for this population, because otherwise they would go on suffering for years or die when it was unnecessary. So,
yeah, you know, and so many of the women are homeless or
mm-hmm.
commit suicide. And these are often young women in their 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
They have families. They have children that grow up without them. If they don't have a social support system, they end up homeless, living in their cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they lose their health insurance, they're in real trouble because they have so many infections. They get so ill with the infections. They have a lot of methicillin-resistant staph problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do wound cultures when we do the surgery,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times methicillin-resistant staph grows out of the chest wall. And some of the doctors, this was particularly in one military hospital, had the gall to tell the nurse who had a methicillin-resistant staph grow out of a swab of her chest wall, the culture,
mm-hmm.
in the capsule before we took the capsule out. You know, which is the scar tissue around the breast
mm-hmm.
implant, they told her it was a contaminant.
Hmm.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
That means that we normally have methicillin-resistant staph thick enough to grow out on a culture stick from the inside of our chest wall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's insane.
Right.
So rather than believe that her breast implants were infected and she'd been complaining of pain around her implants for a long time, they just said, no, that was just a contaminant.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. They just stick their heads in the sand and say it doesn't exist. You can't have problems around a foreign body when we know from medical science that foreign bodies often contain low-grade infections for long periods of time and make the patients very sick.
Right, right. Well, then, Susan, would you tell us about your services, products, books, and how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. I actually have a Wikipedia site now. It's interesting. My editor put one up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can look on Wikipedia and see all of the things that
mm-hmm.
I've done, which I think is a good place to start. Our website is www.templeofhealth.ws. It's a super site that has the plastic surgery site, which is www.plasticos.com, and the cancer center. We have a cancer center avatar, cancercenter.com, and then we have Millennium Healthcare, which is our integrative medical practice, which is can all be found under that super site. And we have a family practice doctor here, Dr. Gould, who helps me a great deal treating difficult diseases like Morgellons, and he does cancer as well. He does a lot of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, because I try to, you know, mm-hmm. do mainly the patients who need surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have doctors here that are very good. We have a holistic chiropractor that does the NATE technique for allergy elimination. And we have Dr. Gordon, who's a plastic surgeon, and we work together because the surgeries are often very difficult and long. And he does a lot of cosmetic surgery and other reconstructive surgery as well. He was trained in Sloan Kettering for extra mm-hmm. cancer and breast reconstruction training. So mm-hmm. he took a fellowship in that and knows cancer very well as well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, and we have Dr. Nadia Danani, who's our homeopath. She helps me out a lot, especially with the cancer cases. And so we all work as a team, basically. We also have estheticians and other practitioners, like reflexology and Reiki practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think we have a pretty broad range of holistic and integrative therapies mm-hmm. here in Millennium Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
The books that I've done include The Naked Truth About Breast Implants. That's the one book I wrote with the help of my editor. It is a book of 7 patient stories, including my own, about getting ill from breast implants and how we regained our health. And then it talks a lot about silicone toxicity. It is important to understand that a certain percentage of the population with certain HLA or genetic type, any exposure to silicone, they'll get sick with an autoimmune disease. And there's a lot of silicone in the environment. A lot of skincare products have silicone. Fabric softeners have silicone. A lot of medical devices have silicone. So these people get sick on a pretty regular basis. So they mm-hmm. have to learn to avoid things with silicone, and they have to learn to detox silicone, and they'll get better. And if they get breast implants or penile implant or testicular implant or chin implant or cheek implant, they'll get sick within a week with pretty severe illness.
Mm-hmm.
And all the doctors will say, well, that has nothing to do with your implant, but we don't know why you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you need to know, especially if you have a really strong history of autoimmune disease in your family. You may not want to get implants of any sort put in until you get genetic testing. So that book is out. That's got silicone toxicity, which I just talked about, chemical toxicity. There was a list of about 25 chemicals that are in the breast implant gel and in the shell, including platinum. Those chemicals are what cause the majority of the illness. And then biotoxicity, because the patients get ill with mold, yeast infections that produce biotoxins, or even bacteria that produce biotoxins.
Mm-hmm.
So that book is The Naked Truth About Breast Implants, and that book site is www.thenakedtruthaboutbreastimplants.com. And then 2 other books I'm in are on there. One is called Optimism, and one is called Goddess Shift, Women Leading for a Change. Both of these are compilation works. There's about 40 to 45 authors. The authors include Michelle Obama, Oprah, Angelina Jolie, mm-hmm. Madonna, mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg, J.K. Rowling, Jimmy Carter, Prince Charles, Queen Noor, Meryl Streep, Martha Stewart, Steve Jobs, even Albert Einstein and mm-hmm. Helen Keller in the Optimism book, because they wrote mm-hmm. articles on optimism. And both of these are great works. The Goddess Shift is more about the goddess within and our society changing to less male-dominated and more intuitive female-dominated influence, maybe not dominated, but more influence in all of our, in government, in law, medicine, business, all the institutions. And there's authors from all kinds of places, like, you know, the entertainment mm-hmm. industry, opera, sports. There are Olympic athletes in there and all sorts of people contributing to the book. And then the Optimism book is about how to stay optimistic,
mm-hmm.
which is very important these days, as you know.
Right. Well, I thank you very much, Susan. This has been very interesting, and I'm sure it'll be helpful to the listeners, especially those women who have implants, who are searching for help and are not getting it. And I think that you're probably one of the few people that do work with this. Am I correct?
Yeah. You know, there's a couple other surgeons who do explantation, but because they haven't realized that it's a much more complex illness than just something that could be handled with surgery alone. Their patients take an inordinate long time to get well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they also, you know, don't treat with antifungals around the time of surgery, which is critical.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually get worse if you're given antibiotics without antifungals. And in fact, they really need to remember, even after their surgery, like years after, still to take antifungals with antibiotics, because the mold and yeast in their body that isn't totally killed can start growing, especially with prolonged antibiotic therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important to understand. It's a complex illness. It's not it's not simple. You can't treat it with one pill.
Right.
It's not it's not like that.
Right. Well, again, I thank you very much, Susan. Very interesting.
Well, thank you for having me on, Carl. I enjoyed it.
Great. After reading about, watching, and listening to Anne Margaret, Linda Gray, and others in the last issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com, I thought that issue could not be matched. But this one is another prize winner you will not want to miss. One of the highlights for me was listening to and reading about Willie Nelson and his long career as a singer, songwriter, author, poet, actor, and activist, and still going strong at age 79. Listening to him brought back memories of my deceased older brother, who was partial to Willie Nelson's music. Two other celebrities interviewed, Mary Lou Henner and Abigail Klein. Also memorable was listening to Billy Vera sing songs from the Golden Age and read about his life in film, radio, and TV, as well as listening to Charlie Langer play jazz on the saxophone. That brought back fond memories of my early adulthood in New York City, where I haunted the jazz clubs. On a more serious note, articles and videos were included on issues such as raids on raw milk and cheese farmers and people using these products, the biggest toxic waste cover-up in U.S. history in the Gulf Coast, the sex trade business, genetically modified foods, and the forbidden cures of cancer. These issues affect us all, and knowing about them is a first step toward advocating to assist in eliminating these injustices and dangers. Heartwarming stories and interviews are also included. One is about Salva Dutt, one of the lost boys who escaped from his village during the Sudanese Civil War and faced many hardships before arriving in the United States and becoming a citizen. He has since formed a charitable organization to drill wells so that the Sudanese people have clean water to drink. We are also introduced to Alex Mund, who works with displaced people, and we can read a letter from an 11-year-old environmentalist. I hope this brief overview will give you an idea of what's in store for you in the current issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest is Dr. Carolyn Porter, who is an international known speaker, author of multiple books, audios, trainings, and ebooks that include The Realness of a Woman, Healing with Color, The Path of Empowerment, and Adrenal Fatigue. She is also a spiritual wholeness coach, trainer, and angel channel, whose passion is helping individuals move beyond their limitations and help them see they can do and be what they can envision. She is owner of Where Miracles Happen, Quantum Healing and Empowerment Center in Cummings, Georgia, and offers life and health coaching, angel sessions, energy healing, QRA testing, Beamer sessions, classes, certified training, and much more. More information or to order her products, she invites you to visit her website at www.wheremiracleshappen.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Carolyn, and I look forward to talking with you about angels. Now, first, can anyone contact angels?
Yes, they can. The angels are available for anybody. It does not matter your ethnic background, your religious affiliation, any of that. They are always available for everyone. The key is they will not come into your life except in the case of an experience where you might be near death and it's not your time to go. They will not interfere unless you invite them in.
Isn't that
is the key.
Isn't that interesting? Because I use a little affirmation every day that says, Divine, I am presence, angels, guides, and beings of light. I give you permission to guide, enfold, and protect me this day for my highest good and the highest good of all. So I'm giving them permission to come in. And I don't know why I started doing that, but it just felt like it was something I should do.
It's a good thing to start every day with inviting them in or connecting with, you know, the universe, your divine power, God, whatever you wish to call that power source, because every day you need to be, like, reinforced or uplifted, and it puts a good energy into you to start the day. And I can't imagine not having the angels every day. They have totally transformed my life in every way imaginable.
Then, Carolyn, how do we know when angels are around us?
Well, the first thing, like I told you, is you have to invite them in. And then you have to be open and pay attention. You know, they come and make their presence known in so many ways. I've known people, and I've experienced it myself, where you feel like somebody's brushing up against you, or you feel like there's somebody embracing you from behind, or just a light warmth, and you look around and there's nobody there. And you say, wait a minute, I just felt something. And then you turn back and you feel it again. And I know that for me, that's the angels reassuring me that they're right there with me. People get all kinds of feelings or signs. Chill. For example, if you're standing there thinking about something, you know, I could do that. And then all of a sudden you get a chill. That's a confirmation from the angelic realm. The, you know, the chills are very, very popular. Or you're telling somebody, I have this happen all the time, I'll be sharing a story that somebody, a client has shared with me or something I've experienced, and it's a true story and it's got a lot of power in it, and I'll share it, and I'm getting chills the whole time I'm talking because it's truth. And, of course, the angels are truth. I mean, you might get a feather to suddenly appear, or a butterfly. They drop coins all the time. You know, you could be walking along and you see some coins. We think, well, that's nothing. Anybody can drop those. But they do like to do that for people. I remember an experience I had with a butterfly. I was weeding my garden, and I noticed as I was weeding this one area, a butterfly came and landed on the bush right next to where I was. I kind of thought that was a little unusual because the butterflies, you know, they don't stay around humans too much. And but it was just sitting there on the leaf as I'm weeding the bush next to it. So I thought, okay. So I was kind of quiet. I moved on down to the next area. Butterfly came and landed on the bush right next to where I was. And this continued the whole time I was out there weeding, probably 30 minutes. And I thought, I know this is the angels telling me that they're right here. And I had some issues going on. And it was like, okay, you're here. You're letting me know that you're right here, guiding me, loving me, encouraging me, whatever else. So various things like that. I know that sometimes you can be in a room. And let's say you had a candle glowing, and there's no air conditioning or heat blowing. The windows aren't open. You're just sitting there. Maybe you're watching TV or reading a book, and all of a sudden, the candle starts to flicker for no reason. There's no air. Things like that. Or lights flicker in the house when you're asking a question. or you're talking about something, and we have this happen a lot. In our, we have an angel circle that I facilitated for some years,
mm-hmm.
and many times we'd have that happen as somebody was sharing something, or I'd be sharing a message, and all of a sudden all the lights would flicker, and there wasn't a storm or anything, and you just kind of, everybody kind of chuckles and said, oh, the angels are here, you know, that kind of thing. And it's such a cool thing, because that's how they work with us, is in things that we recognize that we mm-hmm. would understand.
Mm-hmm. Now, will they play with you? Because, and the reason I ask this is, I had a period a couple of years ago where things would move, and I would then find them somewhere else, and I knew I wasn't doing it. And someone told me they thought it was sprites, and they said that they wouldn't take my keys or something I really needed, but they would just move little things that were playful. But if I really needed it, to hammer on the table and say, put it back, put it back, put it back, and it would reappear where it was before. And I did that once when it was something that I needed, and it did reappear. So I thought it was sprites. But would angels do this?
You know, I hadn't heard about sprites until you mentioned it. I'll be honest with you. But, yes, angels love for you to be happy and smile. And
oh, do they?
Laugh. They want that for you. They want. That's what they're helping you to achieve, is happiness, peacefulness. They don't want you full of, you know, frowns and heavy burdens.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not meant to be that way. So they're always trying to get you to lighten up and mm-hmm. enjoy life. So, yes. I've had many things happen that, I'll give you one example that comes to my mind immediately. One time I was having trouble sleeping, and so I left the room so I wouldn't disturb my husband, because I was flipping and flopping, and I just sat out in my den, and it was in the dark, and all of a sudden I was doing some tapping. I don't know if you're that familiar mm-hmm. with EFT, but I was calming yeah. my system down, and all of a sudden I said, you know what, I'm starting to feel sleepy, I think I'll go back in. And it was pitch black, so when I stood up, all of a sudden I see a streak of light, a couple of them, on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew immediately it was the angels,
mm-hmm.
because I'd been talking to them anyhow. And I just laughed. I mean, I said to myself, I said, what are you doing on the floor? I'm thinking this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I heard him say, well, so you can see where you're walking, silly. And I started to laugh, because I thought, well, of course. And so then as I open the door into the bedroom and, you know, quietly slip in, and it's pitch black in there, all of a sudden I see the streaks of light in the middle of the room, and I hear him say, is that better?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laughing all the way to the back, thinking, they do love to have fun with you, you know?
Oh, right, right. Then, Carolyn, what do the angels do for us?
The angels are present to help us with any issue we have.
Mm-hmm.
They will help you with big and small decisions, your problems of any kind. They encourage you, guide you. They'll give you guidance if you ask for it. If you don't have clarity on something, like you have a decision to make, ask them.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not get the answer. You know, you can get it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
They may answer where you actually hear words in mm-hmm. your head, or even outside of your head.
Mm-hmm.
They might send you an email, or you might open a book and there would be your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or you suddenly just feel it inside, like in your gut. They're great on any kind of support. You know, if you're stepping into a new business, let's say, or a new direction of some kind,
mm-hmm.
and you're scared, you know, you've got some fear there, you ask them to relieve the fear. They'll help you with grief or sadness, depression, anything that's a problem in your life. I'm very much into health and fitness as well,
mm-hmm.
as working with the angels, and coach a lot of people in that area. And sometimes I just have questions like, I'm not really sure, you know, well, which is the best thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one. And sometimes I'll use a pendulum and actually ask them. Other times I'll just wait for the clarity to come. And it'll always come sometimes in a funny way, where you might have, let's say, two products there, and all of a sudden something, you pick it up and it just doesn't feel right in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, there's my answer. Or it becomes a knowing. You
mm-hmm.
just begin to recognize the feelings. It takes some time,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you work with them more and more.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for anything. I remember Oprah Winfrey used to say something about angels and God and, you know, divine beings.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that in the beginning, she used to be grateful for the little things, the little things, and then the little things grew into bigger things. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, we know her
mm-hmm.
story is quite exceptional with what she's been able mm-hmm. to do in her life and gain.
Mm-hmm.
And she attributed it to her connection to a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that same kind of a thing that they help you expand into more.
Mm-hmm. I definitely believe in them. I had read an article that said that we all have angels, and the angels like to help us because it helps them. So
yeah.
There was a nor'easter coming, and the water is up 3 bricks up my house, and had it come up another brick, it would have been in my house. So I thought, well, I'm going to test this out. So I opened the door. I'm motioning. I'm saying, come on, my angels, keep the water out. I don't want the water in my house again. I had it during Hurricane Isabel. I don't want the water. I know you can keep it out. Pull it back, pull it back. The water never came any higher. So the next day, the water was about 3 feet from my house. So I thought, well, I'm going to get an early start today. So I again opened the door. I motioned. I called on my angels. Never came any closer. But my neighbors on both sides, their houses a little bit further back than mine, one got 4 inches of water through their house, and the other one got 2 inches, but she had all of her moving boxes sitting up in the back, so that it absorbed a lot of the water. So about a month later, I'm out walking. I forgot to put on the mosquito spray. I use a natural product. And I thought, well, if the angels can keep the water out of my house, they certainly can keep the little mosquito off me. And so I called on my angels, and I had no problem going through this area where there were always lots of mosquitoes, and none of them bothered me.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, they can do some amazing things. And I had one experience that always really comes out pretty strong for me, and I've shared it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, a girlfriend and I, some years ago, were at the beach, and we had gone just for each other. You know, we enjoyed each other's company, and we both wanted to go to the beach, so we spent a few days there. And it was at the end of the season, so only on the weekends were there very many people.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a Sunday night, and we were going to leave the next day, and we went out every night and took a walk on the beach, and we would lay on the sand and look up at the stars, and it was just so beautiful and kind of awesome to feel the majesticness of the universe, so to speak. And we were looking forward to doing that. We were walking. We had just left the place and walked down to the beach, and we walked a little ways, and all of a sudden I hear this really loud voice, stop, go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around. There's nobody around. It's just her and I, and we could see a few people in the distance. And I didn't pay any attention. We kept on walking. Well, it happened two more times. So I turned to my friend. I said, okay, I don't know what this means, but I'm being told, and it's been three times, you better pay attention,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you hear something 3 times in a row, whether it's close together or, you know, in a relatively short period of time,
mm-hmm.
pay attention. So I said, I don't know what it means, but I have this feeling of fear and that we need to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, and I said, the angels are talking to me, and she said, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to the apartment, not knowing, or the condo, and when I got back, we got back there, I realized, which I've never done in my life, I had forgotten the keys.
Oh.
And this is privately owned. It's the end of the weekend. There was nobody in the headquarters, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
that we didn't have any idea who to call.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around, and of course, most of the places were dark because, you know, they came for the weekend and they left.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I look around, I said, look, there's a light in that one. Let's go see if we can use their phone. We'll have to get a locksmith. And we didn't have any keys, not to the car or anything,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I go up there, and the people were just getting ready to leave.
Mm.
They were going out to dinner or something, and it was two couples. And if we had been much longer, we'd have missed them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I realized, oh, I used the phone. We called a locksmith, and we kind of laughed about it and said, well, thank you. And she said to me, she says, I'm so glad you're in tune with the angels, you know, because they saved us from, I mean, that's kind of scary, you know, when you're right. there and you can't find anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had to walk somewhere, and who knows when, where somebody else would be. But mm-hmm. one thing I wanted to mention is whenever the angels help you with anything, tell them thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, thank you, thank you, thank you, because they love, like anybody else, mm-hmm. to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And like everything else, the more you appreciate someone or something, the more they want to work with you and help you.
Right. That's good advice, Carolyn. Then, Carolyn, would you tell us about your book and services and how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. I have a couple books about angels. One book I really love is called Angel Love, and it is in full color, and it tells in the first half of the book how you can connect with the angels, how to bring them into your life, how to use them, what they can do for you, all the things that we've talked about, but of course in much more detail. And it gives stories
mm-hmm.
from my life and examples of how they've intervened and helped me in so many ways. And then the second half of the book is all stories of angelic intervention from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Different people that have every kind of a imaginational story, you know, really some really interesting and amazing intervention from the angels, even to like seeing an angel on the car
mm-hmm.
or, you know, and then it's gone,
mm-hmm.
but it helped you through a situation, and just many, many stories. So I do have that one. I have another one called Healing with Color, mm-hmm. and the angels gave me that one using the color. There's 13 colors, and color is very sensuous.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that people nowadays do not know how to feel. They've forgotten it. They're too busy in their lives. They forget how to feel, and it starts with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the colors represent a feeling, like the first one is acceptance. And so that's accepting your divine heritage, for one thing,
mm-hmm.
accepting the fact that you're magnificent,
mm-hmm.
just as you are,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And then there's actually a CD that I have. It's an hour-long meditation CD that uses the colors as well. They're separate, but they mm-hmm. can be used together mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I do readings, and I do sessions. We call them angel sessions, with healing and readings, and coach people. And even if I'm coaching somebody in a life direction or spiritual growth or even in health,
mm-hmm.
I always use my intuition, whether they know it or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because I function with the angels in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just always ask them before a session to help me,
mm-hmm.
You know, come through with the right words and the right clarity that I need mm-hmm. for this particular client and so forth.
And do you have a website?
I do. It is www.wheremiraclesHappen.com.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is on the website, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcome and invite anybody to go and check it out, because I do believe that miracles do happen, and
right.
angels love to bring you miracles.
Mm-hmm.
They love it. If you ask for them, I guarantee you'll get it.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Carolyn. This has been interesting, and as I said, I like to talk about angels, and so I appreciate this very much. So I thank you.
You're very welcome, and I do appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Thank you. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. Because we have a bit of time left, I would like to tell you about my upcoming book that will be published on November 30th, 2012. The book, titled You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions, is based upon my experience with lung cancer 38 years ago, when I was given 6 months to live by traditional medicine and decided to use alternative natural interventions. And now, 38 years later, I not only beat lung cancer, but I also have beat the odds of 3 chronic illnesses and 5 prescribed medications that are the average for a 75-year-old, and at age 80, I have no chronic illnesses and no prescribed medications. In my book, I discuss my experience with lung cancer, the natural interventions that I used. I also discuss what I have used in the last 36 years to prevent a reoccurrence of lung cancer and to remain healthy. To supplement my chapters, I have chapters by Dr. Bernie Siegel, who discusses the mind-body connection, Dr. Francisco Contreras, who discusses the treatment that is offered for lung cancer at the Oasis of Hope in Mexico and California, and Dr. James Forsyth, who discusses treatment offered to lung cancer patients at his Century Wellness Center in Reno, Nevada. Both physicians are having a much higher success rate with stage 4 lung cancer than is obtained in contemporary medicine. I also have a chapter on nutrition in lung cancer by Dr. Kim Dossel, and a chapter on Protocell by Tanya Harder Pierce. Rounding out the book are chapters on how to carry out the interventions that are discussed throughout the book. These are holistic interventions and include such things as how to meditate, how to visualize, how to do affirmations, how to check for radon, how to quit smoking, which is one of the major causes of lung cancer, and others. In addition, there is an overall chapter on incidence, prevalence, demographics of lung cancer, the classification system, why the alternative treatments have not been used as readily in the past, and what is happening now to bring about more greater use of alternative medicine. I hope that if you know of someone that has lung cancer, you will look for my book, which is fairly comprehensive in terms of different alternative approaches for treatment of lung cancer. I also invite you to my new website, www.beatlungcancer.net, where you will find an hour interview that I did about the cancer experience that will go into many of the specifics. You will find this under the blog on this new website. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.